Hello, I hope this video finds you well today. I want to encourage you today in your role and purpose of being a homemaker, because there are some times that it just feels like, at least for me, and I know that others of you have commented asking about this, what to do when you just feel like you're going through the motions, or you don't have motivation to do homemaking, or you start to feel like, what is the point of doing dishes again if they're just gonna get dirty again? I feel like I'm never caught up, or laundry gets piled up again. And I think in those moments, for me, it's helpful to get a big picture perspective of why we've chosen for me to be at home and value that I bring to being home. And when I think of the big picture of why we've chosen for me to be home, why am I a homemaker? I get excitement about the purpose of me being at home, and I also feel very motivated then to do things because I feel energized by knowing, why am I a homemaker to begin with? And so I think this gets back to the very basics of what does it mean to be a homemaker? And one of my favorite things is to look at old dictionaries and see the definitions of things. And recently I was talking to Scott about this, and I said, you know, I wonder how new of a word homemaker is, because I went back to my dictionary from the late 1800s, and the word homemaker isn't even in that dictionary. And so I was like, that's really interesting that homemaker is not even in there. Then my next oldest dictionary I have is this huge one, and it is from, this one was published in 1936. So this is my next oldest one, and the definition is in here. So then I got to thinking, well then, what was a homemaker called before she was actually called a homemaker? But I think because it was just so normal then for wives to be home, managing their home, that they didn't have to come up with the name homemaker, because that's just what women did. It wasn't until women were pushed into careers that all of a sudden we had to come up with a name for a woman who doesn't go and work outside of the home. So then I think the term homemaker was dubbed for her. So then I looked up housewife in my late 1800s dictionary. Actually, I wasn't planning on going on this rabbit trail, but I think it would be fun to read the definition of a housewife from my very old dictionary to get this going. So I'm gonna go grab that. Okay, so I have it. Here is my late 1800s dictionary. It is so, so beautiful. And I try to be very gentle with it because it is very old, but housewife is in here, and it says, a female economist, a good manager, one skilled in female business, and then housewifery, female business and the economy of a family, female management of domestic concerns. There is the old term for homemaker, was a housewife, a female economist. That is what we are as homemakers. We are home economists. Everything we're doing is managing our household. I'm gonna go back to this dictionary. Housewife, in this one, it says, to manage with skill and economy as a housewife, to economize. So then I was like, I wanna look at what the definition of economize is. And economize means to manage with economy, to use with prudence or frugality, as to economize one's income, to be sparing in expenditure, to be frugal and saving. So that's what it means to economize, is to use with prudence or frugality. And then that immediately reminded me of Proverbs 19:14. So I've got my very old 1881 Bible, and this says, houses and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Isn't that so cool? A prudent wife is from the Lord. And the definition of a housewife or a homemaker is a female economist. And to economize is to be frugal and prudent. And the Bible literally says a prudent wife is from the Lord. And then I want to read Proverbs 14:1. And it says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. So a wise woman builds her house. I could continue on. I could read Titus 2. Actually, I'm going to. Okay, so Titus 2 says, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. For me, it's always so encouraging to go back to the word of what does the word say about my role in the home, my role as wife? What does the word say about me living obedient to the Lord? It's very clear in his word that the wisest of women builds up her home, a foolish woman tears it down. And so we want to be the wisest of women, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be. So then the next question would be, well, what does it mean? Like, how in the world do you build up your home? What does that look like? And this is where it gets unique, because every one of us is in a different season of life. What are the goals that we have? What are the values that we have? And what you do day to day will be revolved around those things that you and your husband both together value. Know the vision and direction of your home. The reason that this is helpful is it will stop you from comparing yourself to other women or other homemakers that you know. If you know the season of life that you're in, cannot be compared to anyone else's. So if you are a new mom, your day-to-day life is going to look very different from someone else's day-to-day life, like myself, who hasn't been blessed yet with children. Or if you are taking care of an elderly parent, your day-to-day life is going to look totally different from a family that is on the road traveling because the husband needs to go places, so you're living in an RV, moving around with him for his job. Everyone's life is very unique. Everyone's scenario and situation is very unique. So what we do on a day-to-day basis, that is going to be very unique to the season of life that we're in. That even comes down to productivity. How productive you are, that really just depends on the season of life that you're in, or even the week that you're in. If you have sick children at home, you're not going to be as productive as you would be if you didn't have sick children. And to give yourself grace of, you know what, I need to change my expectations. So that's my big encouragement, is to recognize the season of life that you're in, and then within that scenario, then what does it look like for you in the season that you're in to be managing your home economy today? If you've never heard of the phrase home economy, maybe you've heard of home economics class, which is probably long gone today, but many of us did take home ec class. When I was young, it wasn't even called home economics class, it was called home ec, and I did a full video on building your home economy, and I deep dive into what is the home economy in that video. But I do want to bring back the word home economics for this video. This is the importance for me of looking at old dictionaries, because so many words have lost their meaning today. What does it mean to be a home economist? Okay, here it is. So, the science and art of dealing with homemaking and the relation of the home to the community. Theory and practice concerning the selection and preparation of food and clothing, conditions of living, the use of income, the care and training of children, etc. Also, the study or teaching of home economics or an academic department concerning this. So if you ever need a daily reminder of this is what you're doing day to day, this is it. The preparation of food and clothing, conditions of living, the use of income, the care and training of children, etc. I'm like, that pretty much sums up the role of a homemaker, a housewife. We are placed here by God to steward our home economy. And the thing with being a home economist and recognizing that as your role, you are the manager of your time. Unlike most jobs where you're just being told what to do for 8 or 9 hours of the day, as a homemaker, it's on you to be a good steward of your time. No one's watching you, no one's managing you, no one's telling you what to do every hour of the day. It's on you to make sure that you're stewarding your time wisely. And again, that will look unique. Sometimes stewarding your time wisely looks like sitting down and reading a book outside. That doesn't mean you're being lazy. That means that you've spaced out time in your schedule to take a break, make a cup of tea, sit down, read a book, enjoy time with the Lord. And then you're energized for, okay, I need to get some weeding done. Now I'm going to go to the garden and get weeding done because I feel well rested from my tea time and Bible reading or book reading. And that's fun. That's energizing. Being a homemaker isn't like this drudge of all day. And that's what people think. I think that's the straw man, is that you're Cinderella at home slaving away at your house all day long and you can't leave the house. Whenever I've had so many comments of people saying, I don't think it's good for a woman to be stuck in her home. And I'm like, I don't think you know what being a homemaker is. I actually like being home, so it's not a matter of being stuck. I like doing things at home. I think it's fun to take care of my home, and it's also fun to take breaks at home. You don't get to do that when you work for someone else. When you're working a 9-to-5 and someone else is telling you what to do with your time, you don't get to just all of a sudden decide, you know what, actually right now, what sounds really nice is making a cup of tea and sitting outside in the sunshine. You're not allowed to do that, but as a homemaker, managing your time well, you do get to do that. You get to take breaks, you get to sit down, play with your children, and just enjoy being with them. I think that's why I sometimes get so frustrated with this push of women working at home that to be a homemaker, you still need to make money. I am not saying you cannot make money at home. I sell rooibos, I make a little bit of money from YouTube. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying when we push women into thinking that their value is dependent on if they're making money, I think it's easy then for women to miss the moments of being with your children when they're young and the beauty of being home with your children. Like, that is a huge blessing that you get to be home taking care of your children and to not miss those sacred moments in the name of busyness or making money or proving that you're doing enough at home. I do want to encourage you that if you're a mom and you just don't feel like you're getting enough done, it's okay to just play with your kids. They're little ones. You don't want them to grow older and move out of the house and think, I wish I would have played with my kids a little more. I wish I would have stopped and enjoyed my time with them a little more. Instead, the mindset would be like, I'm so grateful for every moment that I chose playing with my kids instead of getting worked up about some area of the house not being super clean. And I also think that there is pressure to prove that you are doing a good work at home, even if it's just your own mindset, because it is such a rare thing to be a homemaker that I feel we often feel we have to justify what we do with our time to people who are not homemakers. And one time I actually asked the Lord, I said, I do not know what to say to people when they say, what do you do all day? Because sometimes while there are people that are very sincere when they ask that question, you can tell it's just genuine curiosity. There is also some people that I can feel when they ask that, it's kind of like mocking, like, what could you possibly be doing all day at home? I've actually had people say, are you sitting around watching Netflix? Around the time I first quit my job in 2018, and I felt like when I asked God, I was like, I don't know what to say when people say this to me. And what came to my mind was to turn the question around and ask them, well, what would you do if you didn't work outside of the home, or if you didn't work the job that you worked, what would you like to do? And I realized a lot of people don't know what they would do without being told what to do. They don't have a vision for building their home economy. The options of what we can do with our time is endless. Just like the word home economics, it's taking care of your children. Taking care of your children in itself, the opportunities for that is endless of what you decide to do with them day to day. Taking care of your clothing, making clothes, sewing clothes, knitting, blankets, all those things, opportunities are endless. Food preparation, the food that we eat, making food from scratch, sprouting, soaking, grinding, growing food in your garden. The opportunities that we have at home to build our home economy is endless. And I think a lot of the world just don't have a vision for the value of what actually can be done in the home. So that's my encouragement for you today, is to think of your home as an economy. What are things that you can do within your home, whether that be to make money or to save money? There are so many ways that we can be creative in our home. And I think having the creative outlet of doing things that are fun, that makes doing the everyday mundane tasks, I guess bearable would be the word, because you're like, okay, that's how I do things. I'm like, I'm gonna get dishes done so then I can go do this. And usually that's, I'm gonna get my kitchen clean so I can go out to the garden. I usually don't go out into the garden in the morning until my kitchen, all the dishes are washed, put away, everything's clean. I know what I'm gonna make for dinner. And then I go out to the garden. Does that usually put me out in the garden later than I'd like to be? Yes, every time. I think I'm gonna get in the garden earlier, but then I clean the kitchen up and I get out there later. For me, the exciting part of getting to the garden makes cleaning up the kitchen the mundane, boring part of my day. that makes that bearable. Because I'm like, okay, if I can get this done, I can go outside. Or if I can do all the laundry, then I'm going to go sit in a chair and read a book. Or if I, you know, just break up your tasks into small things and then reward yourself with fun, creative things that you get to do or skills that you want to try learning and make time for those things too. I hope this encourages you with the vision of the opportunities for us to be building our home economy is endless. We are managers of our household. No one else can replace the role that you have within your home. So I hope that this video encouraged you today. If you want to get more inspiration, Scott and I did a video in 2019 on building the home economy, and we just kind of sit down on our back porch and we're just rambling away about the home economy and different ideas that have helped us, got us going with understanding the home economy. That was now 5 years ago. So if you want to listen to that video, I'll link it below because I think whenever I go back and listen to that, it inspires me and it's really helpful for me. It gives me a renewed vision. So if you want more on this, you can go watch that one. I also have my video on building the home economy. I'll link that one below too. I hope that this gives you motivation and excitement that your role in the home is very important. I hope this video has been a blessing to you, and I bless the rest of your day. If you liked today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful, and I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.